Before the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, or 98 Degrees, there was Boys to Men. Starting in 1988 as a quintet, the group found fame as a quartet with Motown Records in 1991 with its debut CD, Coolie High Harmony. Nathan Morris, Michael McCary, Sean Stockman, and Wanya Morris have sold close to 100 million records around the world. The Recording Industry Association of America recently named Boys to Men as the best-selling R&B group of all time.
16 years of, I guess, hard work, man, and just dedication to trying to be the best. I mean, it's weird because we didn't get in the business to be that. And as a matter of fact, we weren't really looking to get a record deal when we got into the music industry. So everything has just happened, you know, one blessing after another for us. So we just try to work hard and maintain.
Unlike many artists who have survived in the industry this long, Boys to Men have been with five record companies. Now with Decca Records, it's interesting that the band would choose to cover songs from their first label on the latest album, titled Motown, A Journey Through Hitsville, USA.
On this album, we've chosen, along with the record label, hits from the Motown era. And the only thing that we could possibly do with these songs is mess them up. So, you know, as Boys to Men, we tried to make sure that we maintained the integrity of the songs, yet gave our little flavors to it, you know, here and there. And we believe that this is one of our best albums to date.
The new CD was produced by American Idol judge Randy Jackson. Boys to Men are enjoying their return to the world charts.
Actually, we just found out that we're in the top 10 in the UK, and it's a place where we haven't been in a long time, so it's a compliment to the work that we've done. So we're happy. We're happy about the reception around the world.
In 1995, Mariah Carey included Boys to Men on her Daydream album. That featured the duet, One Sweet Day. The song earned two Grammy nominations. Boys to Men's 1992 hit, End of the Road, remained at number one for 13 weeks. The group remains appreciative of their international fans.
They really pay attention. They really have a sentiment when it comes to music and it comes to lyrical contents. They're really into that type of thing over there. So, you know, it lets us know that, you know, our job is being done.
Boys to Men went through a change in 2003 as Michael McCary left the band due to health issues.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's actually moved out to L.A. He's doing some acting now, doing some things like that. We're not happy that it's a three, but unfortunately this is what it is. And we've worked too hard, like you said, for 20 years to just stop. So we've got to keep it. Got to keep it moving.
Boys to Men is on a world tour with stops in France, Jamaica, and the U.K. and will spend 2008 touring the U.S.
We didn't plan on any of this happening. You know, some people grow up and, you know, they say what they want to do certain things. I know we all had different aspirations as individuals to be singers or something like that eventually, but to be in a group and do the things that we've done, the records we've broken, the people's lives we've touched, the things that we've done, it's mind-blowing.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.